This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Rise up, O men of God.
Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verse number 15, wherein the Apostle Paul tells us that God is not looking for waffles. He doesn't want a waffler. He doesn't want anyone who is not going to stand for the traditions which he have been taught. You know, liberals commonly question the authority of the Scriptures. They do so on the assumption that these scriptures are somehow based upon ancient traditions. However, the word traditions itself, as used here, doesn't convey that kind of thought. It means simply that which has been delivered. Paul used the same word in defining the gospel facts for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I have received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Now that's verse 3. Paul did not add to, he did not subtract anything to what he had received directly from God. Now Peter makes that claim in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. But Paul says, "I've got everything from God," Galatians 1 and 12, "for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Now, my friends, the Apostle Paul here in 2 Thessalonians 2:15 is making the same claim to the Christians at Thessalonica. He had first taught them by word when he preached there in person, Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 4. And then later by, as he says, our epistle. That was the first letter that he delivered to them. Now, in his follow-up letter to them, 2 Thessalonians, he was reminding them that in both cases, he as an apostle had communicated to them only those things that he had directly received from God by revelation. Therefore, it was vital that they should stand fast and hold to these wonderful truths which they had been taught. The glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 4. Paul was asserting that God had directly communicated through him these wonderful truths, and he wanted them to have it, and he wanted them to profit, and he wanted them to stand fast in it. Now, before the New Testament was written, much had to be conveyed from person to person, from church to church, verbally. And the apostles and prophets later would write down those teachings which God desired for the church to have for an eternity. The end result was the marvelous process of what you and I possess today, an inerrant word. And it is the complete revelation of God that we must hold fast to. Now, my friends, I ask you, how does this make its application into leadership? First and foremost, if a leader is not going to understand and live by and value the veracity of Scripture, then he is leading people in the wrong direction. Now, let me also suggest unto you that this is what Paul told Titus in Titus chapter 1 concerning the qualification of an elder. He says that a bishop then must be blameless, the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, no filthy communicator, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, just, holy, sober, temperate. Now notice this, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. That is the work of an elder. A work of a bishop then must have a handle on the Word of God as the inerrant Word of God, or he cannot fulfill his work as an elder. Well, what about a deacon? In 1 Timothy chapter 3, as Paul outlines the qualifications for deacons there, he says in verse number 9, now everything else is about their character. Everything else in this text is about their integrity. But then in verse number 9, he inserts this beautiful phrase that here are individuals chosen to be deacons holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Here are men who understand what the mystery of the faith is all about. Here are men who understand that their leadership, their service in leadership to the Lord's church depends upon them understanding and holding fast to that wonderful mystery. I like the way Paul said it in Romans chapter 16 as he's closing out that beautiful epistle. He says to them in chapter 16, verse number 25, beginning, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which had been kept secret since the world began, but now is manifested by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandments of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of the faith. What were they to go and preach into all the world but the gospel? Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. And so Paul writes to the Ephesian church about this mystery that deacons and elders must maintain and must hold fast in. He says in Ephesians chapter 3, he says, how that by revelation he hath made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Now, he calls that mystery in verse number 4, the mystery of Christ. He calls it the gospel in verse number 6. He calls it the unsearchable riches of Christ in verse number 8. And he calls it the manifold wisdom of God in verse number 11. All of this brought to us as a part of that mystery. Paul says, as I wrote to you, in few words. That is in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 9, he says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Now in chapter 2, he has a fuller explanation of that, that all men might be reconciled in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Chapter 2 and verse number 16. You see, brethren, leaders must have a firm grasp upon the truth. They must stand fast. They must be the leaders in standing the ground where the Bible stands. And the only way to do that is for them to understand that this word is inerrant, that it does not depend upon us. We are not the source of it. But God bless all of those wonderful elders, deacons, preachers, Bible class leaders that are out there. God bless you if you are standing firm upon the truth.